Hi, Steve West here, and here's another classic air check.
Rock 94.5 WCOZ in Boston. The music of the Beatles, music that the Beatles recorded, here performed by other people. Hope you're enjoying it. I hope, you know, a lot of times you hear like a real favorite of yours, a real Beatle favorite, and somebody else does it and say, hey, wait a minute. Well, the interesting thing I think about the ones we are playing for you is that they're all pretty different. They kind of do their own thing with the Beatles song. Now, what I'd like to do here on COZ is give somebody out there who's been listening a 48-album Beatle catalog. Right now, we're going to ask you a question. You have to think about it for a few seconds. It's not a real easy one, but then again, 48 LPs, definitely worth it. The number we're going to ask you to call with the correct answer to the question is 931-1666. That's not open yet. We will flick it open in about 30 seconds. This is what I want you to do. Now, one of the songs we played in that past set, well, one was an instrumental. And that's different, but that's not the one we're talking about. Now, I'm going to go over all the songs we just played, and one of them is different. I'd like somebody out there to call up with the right answer. Which one is different from the others, and why is it different? We did Aretha Franklin, Let It Be, The Silky doing You Gotta Hide Your Love Away. That was actually the hit version. The Beatles didn't put that out as a single. We heard Emmylou Harris doing Here, There, and Everywhere. Stevie Wonder, We Can Work It Out. We heard Buddy Holly, Words of Love. We heard Jeff Beck, She's a Woman. Once again, we're not looking for the instrumental as being the different one. Rod Stewart, Get Back, and started off with Keith Moon doing When I'm 64. Now, out of those songs, one is different. Beatles recorded all of them, but one is different from the others. If you know why one is different, 931-1666. The first correct answer wins the Beatle catalog.
The scarlets and golds of autumn blend into the grays and stark whites of winter in the Northeast Atlantic, and serve as inspiration to these five brilliant musicians who blend their own incredible kind of rock and roll chemistry. Listen now to The Blend.
I'm gonna make you lonely. Swear by the stars above me. I'm gonna steal your heart away.
MCA Records proudly presents The Blend, featuring the dual guitars of Jim Drown and Stephen Dorr, with Ken Holt on bass, Skip Smith on piano, and D.P. Palmer on drums.
And I got the music in me, won't let go. I got the music in me, don't let show.
Experience the changing of musical styles like you would the changing of the seasons with The Blend, a new album from MCA Records and Tapes.
It's available at all popcorn stores.
Presenting the most spectacular entertainment sensation you'll ever...
WCOZ Boston, Ken Shelton with you. We have our winner. We've just given away, courtesy of Capitol Records, the 48-album Beatle catalog, including all the Beatle albums and the solo albums, to Mr. Bob Canning of Charlestown. Bob listened to all the music and realized that while they were all songs the Beatles recorded, one of them was not written by the Beatles. One of them, Buddy Holly's Words of Love, was of course written by Buddy Holly. For knowing that little bit of rock and roll trivia, Bob Canning of Charlestown, congratulations. And I'm glad you listened to COZ. For the rest of you, you all win the Beatles music. This is the next half hour, the music of the Beatles as performed by other people. On COZ, this is David Bowie.
Words are blowing out like them.
WCOZ, the music of the Beatles as performed by some of your other favorite artists, Judy Collins, Phoebe Snow, The Beach Boys doing Tell Me Why. You ever hear that one before? Joe Cocker, a little help from my friends Elton John and David Bowie way back there with Across the Universe. We got one more Beatles song done by Aerosmith, and then we'll turn it over to Leslie Palmer with the night service, and she will resume playing the Beatles till midnight. And then it'll be all requests for the weekend. Glory be. Congratulations again to Bob Canning of Charlestown. Bob was the one who answered our little question a while back there, and he wins the entire Beatle catalog, 48 albums. Congratulations. And always something good around the bend.
The Moody Blues, hauntingly beautiful melody
suggested. Now playing at the Sac, Paris, Boston, Cinemas, Framingham, Braintree, Medford, and Danvers. If you're a working mother, you should know about the Ehrlich Child Care Center at the Boston YWCA. They say it's an ideal place for children to grow and develop. And then you can go to work. For more information, call 536-7940. That's 536-7940. Next week, our 9 o'clock features look like this. Monday night, the feature album will be the new one from Billy Joel, 52nd Street. Tuesday night, the Eagles are in the Super Artist Spotlight. And a week from tonight, music of Stevie Guitar Miller. Have a good night. It's time for Leslie Palmiter and the Night Service. The Beatles continue right after Aerosmith on WCOZ Boston.
Aerosmith music, and that's a little Beatles tune, Come Together at WCOZ in Boston. A couple of minutes after 10 o'clock, I'm Leslie Palmiter on a night service now, and it seems appropriate that it be raining tonight on a Thursday night that we're looking back at so many different Beatles tunes over the years that are really, in fact, timeless. Here's one from John Lennon.
Strawberries. Is there really anywhere else to buy your music?
You're listening to WBCN, and if you were listening earlier this afternoon, you heard Mark Paranto play a live tape from a supposed local band, the Donald Thomas Band, that was mysteriously left off here at BCN overnight. We discovered that it indeed was a local band, one that we know very well. In fact, I think you'll know who it is, so let's check it out right now. It's live, only here on BCN.
Come on, do it!
Well, I had this feeling when I pushed the button that the tape was going to do something that it shouldn't do. So you know what we're going to do? Instead, hold on a minute. Did you remember this happened last night to me or the night before? The tapes didn't work. Whenever Randy's here on the list, I'm like, I'm now going back to the tape. Okay, well, we'll try to fix that tape. And let's try this one instead. I know this one won't break. And it's just as good. In fact, maybe even better. We're BCN. Almost radio. Well, it's 9 o'clock right here at WBCN in Boston. I'm sticking to records for the rest of the night. Duck Fever is the name of the album, and Fire on the Bayou, name of the tune, Old Meter's tune that James Montgomery has redone on his new album. Here on BCN, heard from Elvis Costello just before that, watching the Detectives and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers live at the Paradise, and I Fought the Law. As for the tape that we were going to hear there, the live Boston tape that was mysteriously left here overnight tonight, I have completely ruined this tape, and Parento is going to kill me. He left this evening and said, now here you can play Smokin' and such, and I'm trusting you with this tape, Tracy. Now, you know, don't mess it up. So, of course I have, and you have all just witnessed what may be my last radio show. So if by chance the person who delivered that tape up here is listening and you can get us another copy overnight, I'd really appreciate it, because he's going to have my throat and neck and the rest of my body too. About 7 after 9 is the time right now. Tracy Roach with you, and we've got question number 13 in our history class coming up.
He's bizarre. He's unique. He is... Don't miss Frank Zappa, Wednesday, October 25th, 8 p.m., the North Shore Coliseum in Danvers, produced by Frank J. Russo.
If you're still going to head on out there, just take Route 1 North to Route 114. The Peabody exit is 3 miles on down the road, right-hand side, the North Shore Coliseum.
52nd Street, Columbia Records and Tapes. Don't you know it?
52nd Street is available at Music City. The album is $4.99. The tape is $5.49. And remember, Music City means records cheap. Well, if you think you really know your rock and roll, get ready. We got a free trip to Paris for New Year's Eve for you with Daryl Martini, the Cosmic Muffin, and a second prize of a trip anywhere in the continental United States, plus lots of other valuable prizes. So get your little ring binders out. It's time for question number 13 in WBCN's Rock History Class, number 104. Now, the question I'm going to be asking right now, we're just going to make sure, this is kind of giving you a chance to check out to make sure that you're getting them answered correctly. The first person who can give me the answer to this question is going to get an immediate prize, okay? You got to dial on the listener line at 536-8000 and you'll have your very own WBCN t-shirt that are just hot off the presses, a copy of a book called The Songs of Bob Dylan, which is just a beautiful publication, and also a WBCN exclusive, the new Aerosmith album, Bootleg, okay, which does have some exclusive things on it that WCN donated to the cause. So that's what you're going to win if you can be the first person to answer this question. As for the rest of you, just write it down, okay, and save it. And those prizes we're given tonight are in consideration for commercial announcements. So here's the question number 13. Steve Giorgio. Now, I'll spell it because I don't know if I pronounced it right. Steve Giorgio. Okay, Steve Giorgio is the real name of what singer? Okay, give me a buzz, 536-8000, and also write your answers down. Don't give them to anybody at all, because the first entry we draw on November 30th that has all 104 questions correctly answered gets the trip to Paris. And question number 14 is coming up soon, right here on 104 BCN. It is the Giles Band on BCN, Detroit Breakdown. Heard from Southside Johnny and the Esri Jukes, the new album Hearts of Stone, and something called Trapped Again, and the Rolling Stones on top there with Lady Jane. 9:24 it is here at BCN, and the thermometer has gotten stuck on 54 Fahrenheit, 12 degrees Celsius. That's what it's been ever since I've been here behind this microphone, and it is going to be relatively warm overnight tonight. We're not expecting lows any lower than about 50 degrees here in the city, the mid-40s out in the suburbs. As for tomorrow, there is a chance of some showers by late afternoon. Take your umbrella when you're heading for work. The high temperatures will be up there near 70 also, so gosh, we're all going to get sick again. And those showers should stop sometime early Friday morning so that we'll have some sunshine by the end of the day Friday. Friday's high is up there around 60 degrees. But again, downtown here at BCN, 54 Fahrenheit, 12 degrees Celsius.
It's available at Popcorn Records. The LP and the tape are just $3.94.
Well, I do want to remind you that Tony Maradini will be in at 10 o'clock tonight, and he has a special guest coming up to visit with him and play radio. Mr. Frank Zappa will be up here after his North Shore Coliseum show tonight. We're expecting him around 11:30 or 12 o'clock. We're really not sure yet, so kind of keep your calendar open radio-wise. The basement tapes are scheduled for 11:35 p.m. with a Billy Joel recorded live in Philly, so depending on when Frank gets here, we'll run the basement tapes either before or after. Got it? So all of that coming up later on this evening right here on BCN.
Introducing the shirts.
Now, that is Eddie and the Hot Rods, the Bay City Rollers of the punk rock set Do Anything You Want to Do on BCN. We heard from Joanne Barnard just before that, a new tune from her. Of course, the lady who did such a fine job on Substitute. She sounds sort of like a Sandy Posey or one of those people, but gosh, she's great. Joanne Barnard, Boys and Girls, and Todd Rundgren by request with Real Man, all for you on BCN.
Say the secret word.
Hey. Oh, that it is. And it's nice, too. Here's Phoebe Snow by request on BCN. Great song from ZZ Top's Tejas album. It's called El Diablo here on BCN. Heard from Bob Seger with Main Streets and Phoebe Snow by request. Something from her new album, To the Limit. It's called Every Night. And it's about 9:52 right now at BCN. And a lot of the trash that piles up in your garbage can every week can be recycled rather than just thrown away. That does save a lot of energy and natural resources and also creates new jobs for people. You can find out what is recyclable out of your trash and where you can market that trash and also what community programs near you there are, who to contact, anything else to do with resource recovery, by calling the Department of Environmental Management recycling toll-free number. It's there 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and is 1-800-392-6252. That's 1-800-392-6252.
I'm sure you...
Come in, Boogie Boy. You're late.
Sorry, Dad.
In the past, this information has been suppressed. But now it can be told. Every man, woman, and mutant on this planet shall know the truth about de-evolution.
Oh, Dad, we're all Devo.
These boys are in their solid state. Of course, they're somewhat worried about genetics, about the future.
Well, gang, it's going on 10 o'clock here at BCN, so I'm going home. We'll be back again tomorrow night between 6 and 10 to do it again. My name is Tracy Rocha. Going on over to Boston to check out this whiz party to see what all these aging hippies at BCN look like. Disco dancing. It's got to be a scream. Tony Berardini is up next and has all kinds of excitement for you, so stick around for that. Going to leave you with one more from the new live Aerosmith album. It's called Live Bootleg, and this has always been one of my favorite Aerosmith songs. They call it here a lusty cowboy song. And this particular version was taken from a concert in Indianapolis back in, let's see, January, February, March, April, May, June, July of 1977. So back in the saddle, which I will be tomorrow night. Hope you're here too. Stay tuned for Tony right here on WBCN in Boston.
That's Aerosmith recorded live. Just 10 o'clock. Good evening. We're 104 WBCN in Boston. I'm Tony Berardini. We got lots of rock and roll for you and goodies until 2 o'clock in the morning. Basement Tapes coming up at 11:35 with Billy Joel recorded live in Philadelphia. You got a request, 536-8000. Whatever is on your mind, give us a call. Remember, it's a long way to the top. It's also a long slide down, friends.
Tom Scholz and Boston with the title tune from their latest LP, Don't Look Back. On Up Top, the Commodore is still hanging in there. It's Three Times a Lady at FM 94. Good evening. I'm Dave Eisman. We've got less talk and more rock for you here at WCGY. There's the excitable boy, Warren Zevon at FM 94. Nighttime in the Switching Yard. Well, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, the circus featuring Gunther Gebel Williams is in town. He's the world-famous lion trainer, and you can still catch the 8 o'clock show tonight or on Sunday. They have three shows, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 8 p.m., helping you have fun in New England right here at WCGY. South. The ultimate disco dance of the century will be held at the Chateau de Ville in Framingham November 19th. Lots of door prizes. Grand prize of a trip for two to Martinique will be had. All proceeds from the event will benefit Handy Kids, a group that provides recreational therapy for physically and mentally handicapped kids. For tickets, call 963-0472. Having fun in New England on WCGY FM 94. There's Heart with their latest. It's called Straight On from FM 94, where tomorrow night at 6 p.m., it's the Robert W. Morgan Special of the Week. This week, Andy Gibb. Hear what he has to sing and say tomorrow at 6 on the Rock Garden.
Other dealers practice, they've got wheels, but everyone looks to us for deals.
Rekha.
WCGY.
Good evening. Time for the Rock Garden's What's New Review, right here at FM 94 WCGY Lawrence. Checking out the club sounds for your weekend, the Boston Jazz Quartet playing this weekend at the 1369 Jazz Club. That's Inman Square, Cambridge. Then over at the N Square Men's Bar, it's a group called Cash. Through Sunday night, they're playing every night, all evening long, lots of fun all the time at the N Square. Now Saturday, it's Shirts and Luna at the Paradise, 969 Commonwealth Avenue. And Sunday evening, some really fine music going down at the Paradise with Ambrosia. You know, they sing How Much I Feel. Great song right now. Also, really try to get over to Jonathan Swift's on Boylston Street in Cambridge this weekend. Great, great, very entertaining band. The Young Adults are playing through Sunday. Then Tom Paxton coming in on Sunday evening. That's at Jonathan Swift's. Up at the Headliners North on October 31st and November 1st. Don't miss Boston's very own Pusset Dart Band for you, playing some really great music for you. That's Headliners North in Nashua, New Hampshire. Okay, checking out the Silver Screen. Woody Allen's Interior is a really fine movie at the Exeter Street Theater in Boston, 7:45 and 9:45 nightly. Then Alan Bates comes back to Boston in the classic film The King of Hearts. That's at the Nickelodeon Cinema, 600 Commonwealth Avenue in Boston. Showtime's at 8 and 10 p.m. nightly. Last few days for a great film, Bread and Chocolate, at the Beacon Hill Theater, evening 7:45 and 10 p.m. Now around midnight, tonight and this weekend, all weekend long. George Romero's new horror classic of vampire legends, it's called Martin, is showing at midnight in the Orson Welles Cinema One that's in Cambridge. And Pink Floyd is this weekend show at the Harvard Square Theater in Cambridge. So that's what's new and what's happening around the city for the weekend. Have a good one. Now back to more great stereo rock right here at FM 94.
Donna Summer with the old Richard Harris song, MacArthur Park. Donna will be doing two shows in Boston. She'll be making a return to her homeland this Monday and Tuesday at the Music Hall, both shows at 8 o'clock. And on top, Beast of Burden, right here at FM 94, The Rock Garden.
Here's the next commercial for Newman Ford, Miss.
All fun from The Rock Garden.
WCGY.
Yeah, I like the nightlife, too. It's Alicia Bridges and a song that she helped compose. I Love the Nightlife and Hollywood Nights was from Bob Seger. Up top from the LP, Mystery to Me, Fleetwood Mac, and Hypnotized. The music you want and more of it here on The Rock Garden. We're FM 94.
24 volts.
Rock and Roll Woman on WCGY, where Ed Coleman picks up that midday period of yours. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. he's on The Rock Garden, FM 94. Home Birth Incorporated offers a series of classes for all parents interested in alternative birth experiences in either the home or hospital. For our brochure, WCGY says, write Home Birth, care of Boston University Station, Box 355, Boston, 02215. Helping you cope in Boston on FM 94. We're The Rock Garden. Daryl Dragon and Tony Tennille, otherwise known as the Captain and the song You Never Done It Like That, and up top Robin Gibb and Oh Darling. You can hear his brother Andy Gibb speak and sing tomorrow night on the Robert W. Morgan Special of the Week. It's Sunday at 6 p.m. right here at FM 94.
When it's 94.
Aerosmith, up top, Fool If You Think It's Over. That was Chris Rea. Good evening. This is Dave Eisman. Hope you're having a fine weekend. It'll be better if you keep us along all weekend long. We're FM 94, WCGY. Brand new one from Barry Manilow, Ready to Take a Chance Again, and John Paul Young with his disco smash, Love Is in the Air, and up top, Judy Collins, Come Down in Time. We've got all the rock without all that talk. FM 94, The Rock Garden. David Crosby and Graham Nash there from their LP, Wind on the Water. The song is called Carry Me on WCGY. If you're still at a loss for something to do, Midnight Express opened yesterday at the Beacon Hill Cinema and Suburban Theaters. You should check it out. The film deals with a young man from Long Island who gets busted in Turkey for smuggling hashish. It's not quite a documentary, but it got excellent reviews, and it's the Rock Garden pick from FM 94.
Here's the next commercial for Newman Ford, Mr.
WCGY.
Ms. Treat her right. It's from Russ Ballard at FM 94. And Janis Johnson, Hazel Payne with their smash Boogie Oogie Oogie, and up top the Who and Who Are You. We've got less talk and more rock for you here at WCGY. We're FM 94. AWB and Nothing You Can Do at WCGY with Dave Eisman. Thank you very much for joining us on this Saturday night. If you're new to the era, you're on FM 94, WCGY. Taste your way around the world at the New England Aquarium this very Sunday night, October 29th, in case you forget the date. It's a night filled with the world's finest cheeses, imported and domestic beverages, hors d'oeuvres, music, entertainment, and aquarium exhibits. You get a look at all the fishies. All proceeds will benefit United Cerebral Palsy. For ticket information, call 232-9850. Helping you enjoy Boston right here at FM 94. We're WCGY.
WRKO Charlie and Harrigan. Good morning. Tonight's a big night, a big, big night, because tonight, ladies and gentlemen, at Foxborough, the Patriots see if they can do to Baltimore what everybody else has been doing to Baltimore without being arrested by somebody, a vice squad officer perhaps. The Baltimore ball club having a whole lot of problems, and we want to try to add to that tonight with Monday Night Football down at Foxborough. WRKO Boston, it's the album station. 6 o'clock in the morning with Charlie and Harrigan. I think this is what you call your relaxed Monday morning, Mr. Harrigan.
Oh, I certainly hope so. Is that why we have the champagne in the control room?
No, that's because it's going to be a whoopee whoopee Monday morning.
Oh, I see.
KO Charlie and Harrigan. Good morning, everybody. It's 3.5 minutes after 6 o'clock now. That's a little night fever to get you up and maybe get your temperature going at the proper rate. It's Monday morning, and it's Charlie and Harrigan. And how the heck is the whole world out there in Radio Land? Boy, you're all out there.
Yeah, we know how we are. We're doing well. We're just wondering how you guys were out there this morning.
It looks pretty nice this morning, by the way. As far as weather's concerned, it maybe sprinkled a little bit during the night, do you suppose? Or did they just come down and wash down all the streets in the middle of the night? Do you suppose they did that?
One or the other, Mr. Brown.
Well, at any rate, it's a little bit damp out there, but I guess it's going to be a nice day today, and we are expecting a really great night for football tonight at Foxborough Stadium as the Colts come in and hopefully get rolled over by the Patriots. I was talking to somebody Saturday night about that, and yeah. I said, you know, I before I ever dreamed about moving to Boston or thought anything about Boston, if anybody said, who's going to be in the Super Bowl this year, I'd have said the Boston Patriots and the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
I really believed that the Patriots were ready. And after the first two games, I lost a little faith.
In the Patriots?
Yeah, I mean, I just, they didn't look all that ready to me the first two games, and I think it'll be interesting tonight to see what they're able to do.
I'm beginning to think it may be the Los Angeles Rams, maybe the other team in there, too, by the way. Boy, they looked good last night.
Yeah, they sure did.
Yesterday, driving home from Springfield, Massachusetts, I listened to the Red Sox game all the way back in.
And I predict the Red Sox will never lose another game.
I begin to wonder about that, Skits. They're really up for it. The Red Sox open a four-game series with Detroit tonight. They're 2.5 games out, and they just might.
I predict the Red Sox will continue to win for the rest of the season.
You think so?
They'll win the playoffs in two, they'll sweep the series in four, and we'll go undefeated next year.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
According to me, Skits Ferguson, of the Charlie here to serve any recording rights, right? Yep. It is the Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
And the Los Angeles Rams that will be in the Super Bowl.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
A good shoe should do more than just.
And good Monday morning to everybody out there. It's 10 minutes after 6 o'clock right now with CNH, and I stand corrected. It's going to be a crappy day. I just
know it's not going to be that bad.
It's going to be a bad day. It'll be variably cloudy and cool today, but we are sure, we're going to talk to Jordan Rich in just a minute or two, and we are sure that the weather will be good for football.
Yes.
Are we going to fire up the Patriots today and see if we can send them on their way to the Super Bowl?
Well, we might could do that a little bit later on.
This morning we might bring in some kind of a special number for the Patriots to get them ready to go.
Didn't we fire up the VC over the weekend?
Seems to me like perhaps
what happened
Air
to
Force,
that?
Academy was listening.
You think they were listening?
Probably so.
Monitoring the broadcast, eh?
They said the Baltimore Colts will not be listening this morning, so why don't we fire up the team this
morning? Good thinking. Maybe
that
we'll do that
good
a little bit later on.
Yeah. Either that or I suppose we'll just have to let them do it themselves.
Ferguson, I love your enthusiasm this morning. Are you on prune juice again?
Stick it up my nose.
Every skier knows about Elm Ski Shop's famous summer ski sale. It's not just a few days, not just a week, and you won't hear things like, sorry, sold out, or you're too late, the sale's over. There's always enough stock at Elm Ski. Choose from over 16,000 skis, boots, and bindings with fresh stock arriving each and every day, all right? I mean, they got a closeout, discontinued model, samples, all new, fully warrantied, too. Rosignol and Hart and K2 and Nordica, Casley, Hexel, Reichle, Salomon, Look, Tyrolia, just a few of the names offered at up to an incredible 50% off. Elm Ski has complete ski packages for even greater savings. For the advanced skiers, over 5,000 pair of high-performance skis and boots. Olin Mark 3s, Fisher C4 Comps, Hart Super Comps, Rossi Rocks, Nordica Tornado, Reichle Freestyle. Buy a ski, get a Salomon 555 or Look N 57 binding for just $59. The stock like the sale goes on and on. At New England's premier summer sale, Elm Ski Shop. Braintree open nightly till 9, open Saturday till 4.
Amoxy 5 and a bottle of proper pH lotion, please.
Clorox 7, please.
Anything else?
Yes, a bottle of Proper pH medicated lotion.
Oh, those teens are so smart nowadays. Here's one now with the weather, Jordan Rich. Jordan?
Thank you very much. We're off to another start this week. Even though a high pressure system flies above us, there's a front down a few hundred miles south of Boston, and that is spreading some unsettled weather this way. We can look for a mostly cloudy day today. Maybe a few breaks in those clouds from time to time with a high in the mid-60s, and without much sunshine, it'll feel pretty chilly. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, a good night for football with a chance of a few showers. The low this evening dropping to the middle 50s. We're pulling for a better offering tomorrow, though. Look for some sunshine and a high somewhere around 70 degrees. Clouding up tomorrow night, and it looks to be a partly cloudy day on Wednesday, too. Sort of a mixed bag of sunshine and clouds with a high temperature near 80 degrees. That's right, 80, and a chance of showers by evening. So we're looking for some clouds today, a little bit of sunshine tomorrow, then turning warmer on Wednesday. Direct from the National Weather Service, this is Jordan Rich for WRKO.
Well, John, in answer to your question, I just want to say that in my personal opinion, it looks like a beautiful, crisp, cool, clear day. Really great football weather.
Thank you very much, George. No, that was John. No,
who
somebody
named John around here, is there? I think that was George, man.
Take away my inhibition.
WRKO, Charlie and Harrigan, good morning. It's 6:16, now 16 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning with Charlie and Harrigan.
I guess the big stories this morning, Mr. Brown, the important ones would be, of course, that the 13-day summit has finally reached a settlement on the Mideast, and they have made some agreements with one another that may, of course, be very, very important, and I think that's important to all
that's
of us.
That's big news,
that
big news, yes,
you know,
yes.
We won't have to go to war anytime soon.
That is good news.
And then, of course, I guess the big news is, the real big news, is that the Red Sox won, but, I mean, outside of that.
That plus the fact I see here photographer Peter Simon, a crusader for open beaches in Martha's Vineyard, wants Jackie to open her newly acquired $1.1 million property to the public, including nudists who frolic on a beach abutting her land.
Uh-huh.
He would like to have an open and nude area there in Jackie Onassis.
You're kidding.
Property. No, indeed not. That's what he's asked for.
Who is this guy to be asking for this?
I don't. Somebody is a nudist, I guess. He's pro-nudist, and he's Peter Simon, a photographer.
So he just asked Jackie if she would. Jackie, if you're listening, could I have some money?
I'd be Sears National Automotive Values. For most subcompacts to full-size cars, you can get four new Dynaplight.
17 minutes after 6 o'clock, Charlie and Harrigan on WRKO.
In the town where I was born.
WRKO Submarine. I got to come up for air here for just a minute, okay? Just because the New England Patriots Baltimore Colts game will not be televised locally this evening doesn't necessarily mean a night without football, for crying out loud. What better way to catch all the action than live? They've still got plenty of seats for this exciting matchup. You can be guaranteed a seat right now by calling the Patriots ticket office at 262-1776. Charging you tickets on MasterCharge or Visa. The ticket office at Schaefer Stadium will be open Saturday. Well, it's too late now. Sunday, too late now. And today, from 9 a.m. until 6:30. Tickets can also be purchased at all Filene stores. Ticketron and Sports Charge, 426-8181. Simple enough, right? 426-8181. Monday Night Football live. New England Patriots versus the Baltimore Colts. And the number to call is 262-1776. Let's check in with Ed Walsh now, see what's going on as far as the world's concerned.
Well, the world's in pretty good shape this morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Well, I just took it easy over the weekend, and I assumed that the world might need my help this morning.
I want to ask you, before you start your newscast, how did it go with you over the weekend? Because I know you had a very exciting thing that you did.
Yeah, I really did. As you mentioned, on Friday, I went down to the USS Nimitz, which is the world's largest nuclear, in fact, it's the world's largest warship, and we're going to be doing some special programs about that ship, and the Navy invited me down to take a look at it, and I can honestly say that after 5 years, I've been in the Navy for 5 years, but the Navy is in better hands. In fact, it got into better hands as soon as I left.
Yeah, the day you got out.
Well, you were mustered out, Ed. We all realized that immediately.
Okay. Well, anyway, the Navy's in fine shape. We'll talk some more about this this kind of thing later. We've got some very important and some good news this morning, a historic breakthrough in the cause of peace for the Middle East.
What is the greatest song of all time?
If you knew. Texas town of El Paso.
We're leaving the choice up to you, and now it's easier to win. Just send your all-time favorite song title to us on a postcard. If your number one song matches ours, you're a winner.
If there's more than one correct entry, we'll have a drawing to break the tie. And even if you don't guess the greatest song of all time, you could still win one of the 98 prizes, like a $750 cassette deck, a component stereo system worth $1,000, and a library of the 98 greatest hits of all time is compiled from all entries. Mail your choice along with your name, address, and phone number to The Great 98, WROR Boston 02114. Official rules and prize list available for a self-addressed stamped envelope. Will your song be a winner on The Great 98?
WROR.
Hey, 20 on WROR Boston. Jim Grant here, hoping you had a good day. You're going to be around for some while tonight. Listen to some great sounds of the past. Starting off the set from 1961, Dee Clark and Raindrops, which brings me to the weather, which I'll get to in a minute. After that, Neil Diamond, 69 Gold, and Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show. Now, about the weather forecast. For tonight, it should remain clear, low around 35 or so. For tomorrow, sunny, warmer, high around 65, and fair and cold tomorrow night, low 35 to near 40. Going to be real chilly, so bundle up. Every Sunday night, you can catch Rock and Roll Roots for 3 hours from 6 to 9 on WROR as we cover 30 years of music in America. That's right here on The Great 98. Coming up in the next half hour, we got Badfinger, Pablo Cruz, and in about 60 seconds, something by Todd Rundgren for you.
Works faster. Heals overnight. Best ever.
Boy, New
England Patriots wishing everyone at WROR a happy anniversary. You sure are Boston's Great 98.
WROR.
Prism on the Great 98 and Flying, and before that, going back to 71, the Bee Gees and How Can You Mend a Broken Heart. We also heard Pablo Cruz, Love Will Find a Way, and Todd Rundgren going back to 73, and Hello, It's Me. Boston University Wind Ensemble presents a free concert of woodwind music, and that's tomorrow night at 8 at BU's Concert Hall, 855 Calm Ave. More information, give them a call, 353-3345. Back in a minute with Badfinger.
Getting up very early in the morning, 3, 3.30 in the morning, doesn't bother me. I love it. It's my job. I get in here to WROR and see that everybody else gets into work the best way they can. I don't know, with me, it's radio has always been part of my life, and making a career out of it. Well, I can't call it a career or a job. It's really a lifestyle. Of course, here in the Boston area is a real treat for me. I was born, brought up in Boston, and I love it. Matter of fact, many times I've stopped to think about it, and I can't conceive of myself ever doing anything else.
One of the great people on Boston's Great 98, Bill Lowell, mornings on WROR.
10 ahead of 9 on WROR, starting off the set from 1970, Badfinger and Come and Get It. After that, Styx with Pieces of 8 from their album Blue Collar Man. Weather-wise tonight, going to be fair, cool, low 30, 35. For tomorrow, fair and warmer, high around 65. And fair and cold tomorrow night, low in the lower 30s. 5-band portable radios, FM-AM cassette recorders, just some of the 98 prizes you could win if you guessed the number one song of all time. More details coming soon right here on Boston's Great 98.
Who's in the news these days? How's the tea running? Well, what about that tie-up on the expressway? Join me, Bill Lowell, along with Dave Glass from the Traffic Center and the entire WROR morning team each weekday for the latest information right here on Boston's Great 98.
Jim Grant playing your requests and dedications tonight till midnight right here at 98.5. Starting it off, Spanky and Our Gang, going back to 67, and Sunday Will Never Be the Same. After that, Michael Henderson, In the Nighttime, which it is right now. Forecast this evening calls for clear and cool, low 30-35. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, fair skies all day, high around 65. Fair and cold tomorrow night, low again, 30 to 35 degrees. Make sure you catch Little Walter's Time Machine, blasting off at midnight every Saturday for 5 big hours of solid gold rock and roll music, and that's right here on the Great 98. From the fall of 75, the Manhattan Transfer and Operator. That group, by the way, got national acclaim when they had a summer replacement TV show. Great group they were, too. 4 people, it sounds like there's 20. For that, Rare Earth, Get Ready. Something brand new by the Moody Blues. It's called Driftwood. Keep an eye on it. We also heard Ray Stevens' Everything is Beautiful. Obviously, he doesn't live around town. And Bette Midler from 74, In the Mood. The Mather House Dramatic Society is presenting Looking Glass. It's an original musical adaptation of Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass, and that's tomorrow through Sunday at 8 in Mather House, 10 Copperwaith Street off Memorial Drive at Flag Street. Wow, that's a rough address. Tickets going to be available at Holyoke Center Ticket Office and, of course, at the door.
So many people discovered...
Yabba-dabba-doo, JB 105 with Mike on the phone, Dana Dupuy and Buzzard Bay. Now, Dana, I have an amount of money, anywhere between $1 and $100, that has been certified by a notary public. All you have to do is tell me within 10 seconds how much I've got in it, and you win it, okay?
Yeah.
All right, I'll start the clock when you give me your first guess any time, Dana.
$50.
Too high.
$25.
Too high.
$20.
Too low.
$21.
Too low.
$22.
Too low.
$23.
You got it. Boy, you just hit it. I'll tell you what, had about another half second and you'd have blown it. $23 you won this hour. How's that, Dana?
That's great.
Not bad for 10 seconds worth of work, is it?
Yeah.
Hey, what is Buzzards Bay numero uno radio station?
All right, JB105.
You betcha. When I get home, baby. Hey, Mike, wait. Coming up in a little bit, I've got Al Stewart concert tickets for you to call in and win. Al Stewart himself is going to be in person at the Leroy Concert Theater this Saturday night. And I'll take callers very soon with those at JB 105.
Always dancing. Bye.
The cradle. 6:35, I'm Mike Waite on the radio with a reminder, if you have a problem and you don't know which way to go, sit there and go, where am I going to go? Now the Youth Helpline has qualified staff waiting to assist you. For immediate attention, call 277-3747. Here's Kenny Loggins on JB. Till 7 with Wait.
JB 105.
What's your number one music station in Mapleville, Stan?
JB 105.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, right.
Join me, Bill Silver, at 6 a.m. We could pay yours next in JB's Great Grocery Giveaway.
105. JB 105.
It's 7 o'clock at WPJB Providence. JB 105. Turn it up.
Right now, it's 8 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. If you're trying to find something to do tonight, you say, gee, Harriet, what are we going to do tonight? Well, Ski Show 78 is presently underway at the Heinz Auditorium. This year's show features the most ski equipment you'll probably ever see in one place all at the very same time. Also, you can see some new award-winning ski films. And when you pick up your tickets, be sure to pick up your free copy of the WEEI-FM Soft Rock Entertainment Directory. Inside, you'll find 103 of Boston's most popular phone numbers in it. Restaurants, concert locations, transportation, local landmarks. And it's available absolutely free at the Ski Show this year. It'll be going on till next Sunday, I believe, the 5th, November 5th. And they're going on till 11 o'clock tonight. Right now, it's 7 before 7 o'clock. Got Fleetwood Mac and the Byrds coming right up.
We're EIFM.
If you missed Harry Chapin's extraordinary, sold-out Boston performance... Produced by Frank J. Russo. All right. It is now 4 minutes before 7 o'clock. Boston's Employment and Economic Policy Administration will be holding classes in nursing assistant, medical secretary, and operating room technician starting in January at the Dymock Community Health Center. Now, you've got to be a CETA-eligible Boston resident to apply. And if you want some more information on this, if you are qualified, 442-8800, 442-8800, extension 251. If you have a public service announcement you'd like aired on Soft Rock, send the 15-second type copy to us at least 2 weeks in advance so we can get it on the air in time for you. A service provided for you by WEEI-FM 103. I'm Bill Smith with Soft Rock at 103. We're WEEI-FM, Boston.
Great, and your hits, and-